Sports.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a fun broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Blissed? There we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting at 9 a.m. 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And at 3 o'clock today, I'm going to be discussing conspiracies and information that I know about the moon landing. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Podcasts on Genesis are absolutely free. Converging Threats. Confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave's producing the broadcast, the syndicated worldwide broadcast at Genesis Communications, the world's largest alternative radio network. Today we're going to be discussing survival economics with Frank Underhill. He'll be up in just a second. You know, meet up tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shuley's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about optimal health. How to lower your blood pressure, and any medical questions that you have for Dr. Norman Shuley, he'll be glad to answer them. Normally, he stays from 5:30 to about 9. So, Dr. Norman Shuley, Ziggy's tonight, and Roy Birdsong is going to be with us from Choose Your Own Wireless. He's our cell phone instructor, and I'm very concerned about the cell phone tracking. Obviously, you're paying attention to the news. You know what's happening. With the NSA and government agencies spying, invading us. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's no limit to the extent that these guys want to know everything about you. You know, when I was growing up, it was considered embarrassing if someone listened in on a conversation. I'm talking about standing 15 feet away from you and could hear you. You wouldn't do that because it was an invasion of privacy. These guys are in our pants, in our phones, in our houses, snooping from the street. They've got long-range microphones. These guys are unbelievable. They are a national disgrace. So I asked Roy Birdsong if he would present a seminar on how to avoid cell phone tracking. He's going to be with us tonight. And I asked John Dollarheit of Dollar Value Computers. He's our computer instructor. And he's going to be presenting a seminar on avoiding computer tracking and avoiding spyware wherever we can. We're going to be talking about Linux. And it's all tonight. It's free. Obviously, it always is. Meet up, 5:30. Information's on the website, Springfield, Missouri, Ziggy's. And the reason I discuss meetups is what we're trying to do is USAPrepares.com is trying to lead by example. What we're saying is that you too can have meetups where you are. Just find a restaurant that has a like-minded owner and explain to them that you'd like to have a meetup, like-minded people. You're not going to be rowdy. You're going to be very polite. You'd like to have dinner. You'd like to have special pricing where you'll be a regular group there. And you will not make a mess, and you'd like to stay a few hours on a specific night, either once a week, twice a month, once a month, and find an independent restaurant owner. Forget the chains. Forget IHOP. Forget any national chain. They're not interested in us. You're going to have to find a restaurant that has an independent owner that lives in the community. So that's how it works, And, you know, we've tried. We've tried the national change, and they say, yeah, we've got to call corporate headquarters, and we'd love to have you. We'd love to have 110, 120, 150, 200 people, you know, once a week. We'd love to have that. But corporate headquarters is not interested. They really aren't. So you need to find an independent restaurant owner who lives in the community and sit down with him or her and explain that you'd like to have a meetup and that you are patriots, that you are freedom-loving people, and you'd like to have a seminar from someone local in the community to teach something that's not taught in school, the kinds of things that we do here at USAPrepares.com. And I'm sure you can work it out. I'm sure you can. We've had, as when we first started out, we might have had 45 people a couple of years ago. We average 110 every Monday night. We've had as many as, well over 200. We've had so many people that you can't even get into the restaurant. We've had six people in a four-person booth easily. I mean, we have had standing room line out the door. That's the kind of thing that we do. And tonight's going to be a big meetup because we've got Dr. Norman Shealy. He's going to be with us talking about medicine. We've got Roy Birdsong and John Dollarhide talking about computers. So it's going to be a big meetup. So you can do the same thing. We run a kind of a loose ship. I don't leave until we're done. And a lot of times that's like midnight. With us today is Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. He's the CEO. And welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. We have a lot to talk about this morning.
Hey, Frank, and I'll tell you what, I'm getting fan mail. Fan mail for you, people.
Thank you.
Seriously, Frank, I get people are sending me emails, and they're not just like, I like Frank. I mean, these are long emails. You have a fan club. It's the coolest thing. You really do.
Well, Vincent, we talk about a wide myriad of topics, usually focused around what your listeners obviously are tuned into. And no one else addresses this, and I just wish that more and more people would be, listening and following up with the USA Prepares. And incidentally, Vincent, you put on probably one of the best programs. Your guests are, if not controversial, intriguing. In the least to say, and people should be listening. And even if, Vincent, even if people listen to the program and they even do absolutely nothing with what we're talking about, but at least it's another venue to broaden their knowledge on various events and issues.
I'll tell you a funny
preparedness.
Story. I'll tell you a funny story, Frank. I broadcast on, I've been fired, let's see, on another network. I've been fired three times within a year. And they fire me and they go, shoot, shouldn't have done that. And they bring me back and they go, no, I should have done it. And then they fire me again. And they go, shouldn't have done it. And they bring me back. And then they go, no, we really should have done it. And they fire me again. So I've been fired three times on another network, which will remain nameless. And then, now, today is the second to the last day of me broadcasting on KWTO, which is an AM station.
The Rooster.
No, the Rooster, no, that's different. The Rooster loves us.
Okay.
KWTO is the powerhouse of the Midwest. It's AM 560, Springfield, Missouri. Now, I have a contract with them for a year, and it's up tomorrow. And so they haven't said a word to me, not a single word, not, hey, Vinny, your contract's coming up, we need to renew. What they're going to do is they're going to let it expire. They're going to let it expire because I'm so controversial in the Springfield market. I don't think they can stand me. They have like a, it used to be a love-hate relationship. Now I think it's just a hate-hate relationship. You know, I have, there's a guy in Springfield, his name is Greg Burris. He's a city manager. And so I get, you know, in the afternoon program, I give out his phone number. I tell people to call him, tell him he's fired for poisoning us, putting fluoride in the water. I tell people, hey, if you're going to the restaurants, you know, you bring your own water because you certainly don't want to drink the fluoride from the, you know, city utilities, you know, water system. And I'm trying to get people to do that because if they bring their own drink to a restaurant, that's the restaurant's highest profit margin item. So I'm thinking that if we bring our own water or our own beverage, the restaurant will lose that revenue and start calling the city government saying, hey, if you don't pull this fluoride out of the water and these people don't stop bringing their own beverages, you know, we're going to go under. So I'm thinking, like, not only do we call up the city manager and beat him up and tell him he's fired, but we do the economic push from the restaurants to let people know that they're drinking poisonous water. So as far, I mean, we are not welcome, meaning USA Prepares is not welcome in Springfield, Missouri, because we go after the city government when they try to hurt us. And, you know, I expose them for their outrageous taxes. They have little tax sections, like one little section of town. I'm talking like a street maybe 1,000 feet long is a separate tax area where they charge a higher tax because they'll have a special deal with a business there. So the business will say, okay, we'll move in. We'll bring our big box store in there. We'll move in there, but we want a traffic light and we want all these features. And then the city says, well, how are we going to pay for that? Well, we'll have to have higher taxes on that street on your block. So they have these higher tax blocks so that they can accommodate the demands of these big businesses. And so people don't know that the tax, the sales tax is higher, you know, block by block by block. So we expose that, and they hate it. They absolutely hate it. They want this stuff to be unknown. So that's so tomorrow will be my last broadcast on KWTO in the afternoon. And I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm going on vacation. I do. You know what it feels like to like you're a week out from the vacation, you're looking forward to it, and it's like 3 days, and then it's going on vacation tomorrow. That's how I feel right now, and it's kind of odd. But what happened, Frank, is the Rooster called me up, and they said, "Hey, that's Big Country 99." They said, "Hey, Vinny, we believe in so much what you're doing. We're going to carry you for 2 hours, and if you want to broadcast live for 2 hours, go ahead. If you want to do a rebroadcast from Genesis, go ahead." So they're an affiliate of us. They carry us every day, but they're going from 1 hour to 2 hours, and I can just throw the switch whenever I want and do live broadcasts 2 hours a day. So that's we're growing. USAPrepares.com is growing, and we're going to an international satellite starting the first of next month. Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Russia starting the first of next month. Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to talk about survival economics when we come back. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank's with us. Frank Underhill, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank, we had a real busy weekend. I was expecting to cut and bale hay, and I'd like to talk about agriculture for a couple of minutes. And it relates to economics. Here in the Ozark Mountains, we're having a lot of humidity, a lot of dampness, nonstop rain. Well, it's not nonstop, but the ground is wet all the time. There are beads of moisture on it. And what this is doing is we should have cut our hay weeks ago. And it's not just us. All the farmers around us cannot cut their hay because the fields have not dried out, and the rain has pounded the grass so that it's lying low. It's not standing straight up, so it's still wet, it's still damp. Now, if we cut our hay and try to bale it, we'll bale it wet. It will become very moldy, and it will be worthless. It will not be useful for the cows. And so we can't cut it. Now, as we wait longer and longer, the grass gets tougher and tougher, and it loses its nutritional value to the animals. So we are in trouble because we have too much moisture now. Now, what I'm trying to relate is, it appears that everything's fine, that water's being replenished to the system, the underground aquifers, but the grass that we depend on to feed our cows for the winter, We don't have any yet, even though there's grass everywhere. So it appears that everything's fine, and it's worse than it was last year because we can't even cut it. So I wanted to share that with you. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, last year we went through severe droughts, and you're obviously seeing where meat prices are in the market now. There's fewer and fewer in-store specials, as you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And now we have the opposite, where there's just simply too much rain, and the ground is basically mush. And you'll have the, like you said, a lot, like being in an ocean on a life raft, a lot of water, but not a drop to drink. And we could. Sorry.
That's it. Go that's ahead. Exactly right.
Yeah.
We are having so much rain that we cannot bail. As a matter of fact, the grass is so damp. I don't think the mower has. We have enough horsepower, literally, in these tractors that would easily cut this hay. It is so wet, we can't cut it. I've got, I tried to pick up some hay to see how it would work, and I got it stuck in the baler, and I'm waiting for it to dry out just a little bit so I can get it unstuck from the baler. We have a John Deere baler. It'll produce about a 1,000-pound roll of hay, and it normally works flawlessly, but the hay is so damp. I baled about, I guess maybe 100,000 pounds so far, but I don't think it's going to survive because I think it's too damp. So I think that the chance that I took on a small amount that I baled so far was a mistake. I don't know for sure. I will know, by the end of the summer, see if it dries out. But if it doesn't, I made a mistake and wasted 100,000 pounds of hay. But the rest I can't bale because it's too damp. So what I'm saying, Frank, is right now, if anyone has cows, they're probably eating very well. They're probably very healthy. They're probably putting on some weight. But what happens at the end of the summer when we need to start feeding the cows hay and we don't have any hay? So I see a glut on the market, at least in this marketplace, where people will have to sell their cows because they won't be able to feed them through the winter, which will cause a dramatic drop in price for a very short time, and then the price will go way up because the farmers and the ranchers will not have the stock to rebuild their herds. That's what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense. And I have a question. I don't want anything to get stupid, but can hay get mold if it's too damp?
No, that's exactly what's happening now. It's getting moldy right now. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We've cut this 100,000 pounds of hay, and it was the rain was coming in. The hay was on the ground. We had to rake it and bale it right away, or we'd lose it. And it was a little too damp, but we did it anyway because we had no choice. And now it's in a barn, and it's damp. And the moisture in the air is so damp, the hay won't dry out even in the barn. We got a big problem. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about hay. We'll talk about gold when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you know, here on Genesis Communications Network, the last time I checked, there are about 67 of us broadcasters on Genesis Communications Network. There may be even more now. A lot of us expose things that are happening that are just flat out not in the mainstream sanitized media. And we talk about conspiracies, and we talk about conspiracy fact. It used to be that people who would discuss those types of things would be considered nuts. Well, now if you look at the magnitude of the scandals of this current administration, they absolutely Watergate, which brought down the Nixon administration in 1974. The scandal broke in 1972, where there was a break-in at the Watergate Hotel. There was a little bit of spying going on, and a few people were involved. Five were arrested. But it brought down the President of the United States. Now, right now, we have a scandal. Not one scandal. We don't even have the trifecta of scandals. This is so many scandals all going on at the same time. I can't believe the administration is still standing. I am absolutely serious. Every single American has been spied upon. Every one of us. Our records for our concealed carry weapon information from Missouri has been given by the Department of Revenue over to the federal government. Our driver's license information has been given over to the federal government. In Missouri, they are now trying to do biometric scans to have our licenses. As a matter of fact, I don't know what to do and whether I'm just not going to renew my driver's license or what, because I am not going to give my biometric information over to the federal government. And how this is continuing, and they're saying that the one gentleman involved who broke the information about the NSA spying was a contractor, and he broke the information. He's in Hong Kong right now, and people are saying, is he a hero or is he a traitor? He's a hero. He's a hero. He's actually bringing forth information that all of your telephone records are being copied. And here's the way here's my understanding of it. The government has been asked, do you have hooks into the server farms at Apple and Verizon? No, we don't go into their, we don't go into their servers, and we don't pull out your records. What happens is they have separate rooms with servers, and they do a massive transfer of, on a daily basis, of this information. So the government has its own servers, and the government has the information from the servers of these major corporations. So the government is not going into Verizon servers. The government is going to into its own servers, which has the information that was just transferred from the other servers. What I'm saying is language is very important. So if you were to say, are you accessing Verizon's phone records on their servers? No. Nope. Are you accessing Verizon records on your servers? Well, yes, we are. Interesting, huh? So when you listen to the mainstream media, be really careful. Don't assume that you understand what they're saying, because they may couch in very specific language what's information that they don't want you to know, like they are spying on you. And we here at Genesis Communications have been saying for years, not just me, there's a whole bunch of us that say the same thing. We're being spied on every level. And if you think that you can buy something online and not be tracked, forget it. I mean, I bought some tires at Tire Rack, and I just went and I searched, and I wanted specific tires. I live on a gravel road. I buy a lot of tires from Tire Rack because it's probably the best price that I can find, TireRack.com. This is not a commercial. It's just where I buy my tires. I have all over, like almost every other page that I search on the Internet, there's an ad for tires. Now, that's because I did a search for tires 2 weeks ago. Nonstop ads for tires. We are being tracked. And it's not just me. It's happening to you, too. Frank, does that happen to you?
Well, I can't say I've been particularly a victim of it, but I do know that, you know, everything I do, I'm already under surveillance anyways when you look at the inner mail. The email is called not email, but evidence mail. Everything I keep online is archived. Now, I don't know how the spying goes, but, you know, everything I keep, so obviously the regulators already have the apparatus in place to require emails. And, you know, I get all sorts of emails, even emails that have nothing to do with my line of work or my profession, but just even regular, you know, about stuff that we talk about on the program. And the way it's going is, like, they say that the government is to look after our citizens, but I think the government looks at its citizens as its own enemies. Because if you got to spy on something, if you have to regulate it, it's a threat. You don't need it. And the citizens are the enemy now to this government. And anyone who could even think of spying on the, like, when the Internet was first created, it was supposed to be the World Wide Web, free of regulations, free of taxation, people can communicate with the explosion of social networking and e-commerce and all this other stuff that comes with the Internet has made our lives definitely a lot easier, but it's also reigning in freedom. And I just like your listeners to know that when we go on the Internet, like you say, for simple tires, well, you know, someone can, you know, put that input into a computer. There could be an algorithm generated which prompts somebody to follow up, and the next thing you know, you might have a call from the Secret Service at your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, and that can easily happen. That's what this is setting up a precursor to, where you can go on the Internet for anything and have the black trench coats show up at your doorstep in a black sedan easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound like paranoid. I don't, you know, I'm a very well balanced person, and, you know, equal, you know, level headed. But this is what can happen. It can make Hitler's surveillance apparatus, when they had trucks going up and down the street with a antenna going around looking for radio frequencies. This is way, way worse. This could be billions and billions of bytes and gigabytes, you know, processed in a computer. And, of course, now they use algorithmic technology to ferret key vowels, nouns, phrases out. So it's very alarming.
Frank, I'll tell you a story, interesting story. Back in the 1990s, I had a computer manufacturing company. And one day, this man, oh, I'd say he was in his 40s, pulled up in a real beat-up, dusty Blazer, Chevrolet Blazer-type vehicle. And, I mean, it really looked like he lived on one of those tobacco farms that is out in Virginia. And he was unshaven, and he had on clothes that kind of looked like maybe he changed his oil, and he got some on his hands, and he wiped them on his on his pants, you know, and he had a T-shirt on. And he said, I got a computer problem. I was wondering if you could help me. And I said, sure, what's going on? And he said, well, can you come with me? I'll show you. So we hop in this, and I follow him, and he hops in his vehicle, and I follow him out to this remote location. And it's an old building, and it looks like it has shingles on the side of it that have been there from the 40s. On the side, as siding, they had these shingles that kind of look like red bricks back then. This thing has fallen apart. This is an old shack. Inside, we go in there. There's no sign. It's buried in the middle of nowhere. Inside is high-tech surveillance equipment. This was the state police. They brought me in, and they said they had, I was the only guy they could trust. And this was their surveillance equipment. They had some problems. They needed some help fixing it. So I helped them fix it. And back then they had these little cameras. I mean, these cameras were the size, the lens on a camera was like the size that you would make if you'd made a little tiny dot with a pencil point. This was back in the 1990s. And they were doing surveillance of people in the woods for growing marijuana. This was the state police. Now, keep that in mind as I tell you the rest of the story. So they checked me out, and they found out that I have an absolutely clean, spotless record. And they needed my help to fix their equipment, which I did. And I didn't charge them for it. Now, fast forward several years after that, I lived in this little town of about 500 people. And whenever I got my car inspected, I would call up the local gas station, which was the only place you could, well, there were two places you could get your car inspected at the time. And I'd call them up and I'd say, hey, this is Vinny. Can I bring three vehicles over and get them inspected? Now, bear in mind, I was an independent businessman and time was important to me. So I could get all three of my cars inspected, like one, two, three. And they knew that I had a rotary lift on my property and I maintained my vehicles to the highest degree. They knew they'd never find anything wrong with any of my vehicles. So inspection was done very quickly. And whenever I was done, I would tip the person at least 50% of the cost of the inspection. So let's say the inspection was $20, I would give him $30. Now, and it was always the same thing. He never wanted to be tipped. So I would just take all the money that I was going to pay him for the three cars plus the tip, and I would just put it in his shirt pocket. When I come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. You won't believe it. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli. We're talking about economics, and we're going to talk about gold. I'm telling you a story about spying. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us. And so, Frank, I was telling a story about how when I lived in Virginia, I lived in this very small town, about 500 people. And when we got our cars inspected annually, it was really important to me to get them all done one after another. So all the registrations were arranged so that, we could have them, all the cars inspected on one day, and one day of the year and get it all done. And I was so grateful for the person who worked at the gas station, one of the owners, for doing this, that I would tip him, and he would never want to be tipped. So I would just take the tip money as well as the fee, and I would just roll it up and fold the cash in four, and I'd just stuff it in his front pocket, and I'd leave. His shirt pocket. And this had been going on for years. I mean, like 10 years, easily. And, he would take care of me, and I would thank him and give him a tip. So one day, and this is an older gas station, okay, with an older service station with oil on the floor and stuff everywhere. I mean, you'd look in there, and it was jam-packed with all kinds of stuff, and this particular gas station had so many cars, it was the busiest place in town. I never understood it. Not everybody was buying gas, but there were cars everywhere. And people were pulling in, pulling out all the time. Well, one day I got my car inspected, and I said to the owner, wow, place looks great. It really looks great. You've got everything organized. And he said, yeah, well, we want to, take care of our customers. And I said, no, I mean, it really looks great. It looks like, you took everything out of here, scrubbed it down, power washed it, and put everything back. It's all organized. This really looks great. And he said, well, we want to take care of our customers. So I gave him the tip, you know, put the money in his pocket, and after the inspection, stopped off at the post office, picked up the weekly newspaper, got home to the farm, and on the kitchen table, I opened up the newspaper front page. There's his picture. He was arrested. He was arrested, and the state police and multi-jurisdictional people came in, and there was a drug bust. What happened was they were selling drugs in the men's room and in the ladies' room of this particular gas station. So there were pigeonholes in the ceiling, and you just raise the tile, and you would take your own drugs and put your money in the pigeonhole. Now, I couldn't believe it, so I'm thinking, oh, man. I've been putting money in this guy's shirt pocket for 10 years. And the article talked about the surveillance and the security and the footage that they recorded. So I called the guy that I helped with the state police, and I said, I can't believe it. I said, here's what I've been doing for 10 years. He goes, we know. We got it on tape. So they have Vinny on tape, putting money in this guy's pocket, right, for 10 years. And they're running the biggest drug ring in the county. And he said, well, we know you're not involved. So what I'm saying is this spying stuff has been going on for years. And I felt so foolish. I felt so foolish, you know, for tipping him that way. Frank, is that wild or what?
It's crazy, and you don't want to be in any situation where you're compromised like that. And I say shame on that person for putting you in that kind of predicament. Terrible.
Yeah, but you know it's like an Italian custom. If you try to give someone a tip and they won't take it, you just put it in their shirt pocket and you walk away. You know, that's just. You win the argument. You say, look, I'm going to tip you. If you don't want to take it, I'm sorry. Here it is anyway. Thanks so much. And then you give it to them and you leave. But they had it on tape. And so they've been recording this. And I had no idea that, you know, at the highest levels of the county, people were buying drugs. And that was the distribution warehouse, the gas station, the service station. We come back, Frank. Gold, $13.79.20. Silver, $21.79. What is going on? Let's talk about premiums, because I heard a guy on the radio say, oh, premiums are going to go to zero. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. I don't think so. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.